I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Most area residents are asking the question, was it a tornado or not? Strong line of thunderstorms moving across the state knocked out power and caused property damage all across northeast Louisiana. Marty Mayu with the National Weather Service in Shreveport says they received a lot of damage reports from Ouachita Parish.
We've gotten reports of damages on the University of Louisiana Monroe campus, damage to a concrete plant, overturned 18-wheelers near Balkanville, West Monroe, all that area.
Mayu says the damage survey teams will be out this morning to determine if a tornado hit the Monroe area.
You know, based on how these structures and such took the winds, we will determine whether or not there was a tornado there or straight line winds.
KEDM meteorologist Jared Floyd says tracking the path will help determine if a tornado was part of Monday's storm system.
They will be surveying the damage across the entire parish. A lot of the signatures that we've seen so far indicate straight line wind damage, but a lot of the damage signatures that you see and the pictures that you see, you have to wonder if there was a tornado.
About 34,000 Entergy customers in Ouachita Parish remain without power. Tonight, voters will finally see a U.S. Senate debate featuring all three major candidates. Senator Mary Landrieu and Republican challengers Congressman Bill Cassidy and retired Air Force Colonel Rob Manis will face off in Shreveport at 7 o'clock. University of Louisiana Monroe political science professor Joshua Stockley expects Landrieu to be aggressive since she's trailing Cassidy in a potential runoff.
I think Senator Landrieu will come out and attempt to, hit, critique, criticize, and point out every shortcoming she can in the time that she has.
Stockley feels Manis will be aggressive as well in the debate because he needs to prove that he's still a relevant candidate. Stockley feels that Cassidy will be the most laid back of the three. He thinks Cassidy is probably the front runner at this point and has to play it safe during tonight's discussion.
He doesn't want to give either Manis or Landrieu any significant opening. He certainly doesn't want a verbal gap or a mistake that could later become a campaign commercial or something used against him.
The debate, sponsored by the Council for a Better Louisiana in partnership with Louisiana Public Broadcasting, airs tonight here on KEDM Public Radio and streams online on our website, kedm.org. A dispute over the Common Core Education Standards won't sideline Louisiana's application for up to $15 million in federal grant money for pre-kindergarten programs. With a deadline today, Governor Jindal's office announced that the Republican governor will agree to support Louisiana's grant application for the money. Jindal spokeswoman Shannon Bates says that Education Superintendent John White made it clear that the money will not be used to support the use of Common Core Education Standards. Jindal opposes the math and English standards adopted by more than 40 states as an attempt by the Obama administration to take control over local education policy. White supports Common Core, and the standards are used in Louisiana's public school classrooms. The governor and superintendent had spent days exchanging letters over the grant funding. The KEDM weather forecast, partly cloudy skies early today, then mostly sunny later this afternoon, mild conditions with a high in the low 70s, mostly clear and cool tonight with a low in the upper 40s.